So this is a fun article from Gateway Pundit. Shocker. WNBA champs hold victory parade and nobody cares.
And yeah, this just immediately reminded that scene from the Sonic movie with the villain, the mad scientist Dr. Robotnik, talking to the soldier. What's your name, soldier? It's nobody cares. He just interrupts him.
Right. So here is the crazy scene. Woo! I'll mute it. You can see the bus full of the WNBA players, and there's like literally no one gives a shit.
Yeah, and the poster of that video specify in his tweets that he just sarcastically wooed and cheered for the parade.
Right. It's just there's basically the security, and that the security are the only people who give a shit about these WNBA players.
That's gotta be the easiest security job around.
Yeah.
There's nobody there. You know it's sad when there are more people in the parade than there actually.
Yeah, that was one of the
watch.
That's one
and
of the
it's not
the
just
tweets.
A little more. It's notably way more.
Yeah, the buses are full of all these WNBA people who couldn't give less of a shit about them.
This is funny. The tweet lower in the article says more people parading and watching the parade is very WNBA.
Yeah, the WNBA. The WNBA is it's a bad joke with no punchline. And again, if you're like, oh, that's a little bit harsh, TFM. Well, again, the world champion soccer team for females can't even beat 15-year-old boys who aren't even professional soccer players. So amateur 15-year-old boys who aren't even done with puberty, they're like halfway through puberty, can beat the best female athletes in the world. That is pathetic. Like, these aren't athletes. It's like they're not even at the JV level.
They're LARPers.
They're little league. It's like, so the 15-year-old boys were probably in the JV team, if not the varsity team. So you can't even shit on the JV team. Like, they're basically like, they're the Special Olympics. Female sports is the Special Olympics mainstream. Imagine the Special Olympics like all the time, all these female sports, that's all it is. And just like with the Special Olympics, no one goes to it and no one buys tickets to watch the Special Olympics. If you're going to the Special Olympics, it's because you're related to someone who's, I don't even want to use the word competing, who's basically participating in the Special Olympics. You're there to support them, which again, and now this is what you can't make fun of the Special Olympics. Because, look, everyone knows these people aren't real athletes. But it makes them feel good, it makes them happy, and they're not hurting anyone. So don't be an asshole and ruin this for them. They're just let them have their fun, clap and cheer, give them a medal and a ribbon. It makes them happy because they're retarded, and their life is pretty rough, and, you know, it's just... It gives them like something to look forward to, and I can understand that. I think everyone can understand the purpose of the Special Olympics and the joy it brings to people, and how it's an overall noble thing that people put on these mock athletic events to give these people like something to look forward to and to feel proud of. I think it's a good thing that we have the Special Olympics.
Sure, if it just those a small scale charity events, but when it's a national, when they make it into a national sports league thing and demand the same kind of pay as
between
the reception and the audience.
You're getting ahead of the story. I was about to say, I want you to imagine a world where Special Olympians, I don't know what the word is, the retards who participate in the Special Olympics start going on the news. Talking about how they deserve equal pay to actual athletes. And they want the leagues to subsidize their retard sports. And they want you to build stadiums for them. And they want to charge tickets for them. And they want parades thrown for them when they win the retard championship. And so, like, the NFL has to subsidize retard football. And all these FIFA has to subsidize retard soccer. And all these retard sports get subsidized by the real sport, and they build stadiums and give them team names like a real team. No one will watch them except to make fun of them. Like, honestly, like, just to take a step back, I would rather watch the Special Olympics than the WNBA. And you would too. at least with the Special Olympics, you get the hilarious, like, you might see a guy trip and, like, cry and, like, drop his gummy bears or some bullshit. Like, you might see something funny and, like, that, you know, with the WNBA, there's no joke. There's no, like, unexpected surprise where you see, like, a fucking guy come out with an extra leg or something, or, you know, some fucking freak of nature with a birth defect. You know, like, you don't see that kind of Silent Hill shit in the WNBA. And that's what the WNBA needs, which is why we need trannies. Because if we can't get, like, Silent Hill mutants, at least we could get, like, big ogres, like in Blood Bowl or something, where they're, like, clotheslining women and knocking them the fuck out. At least something. Give me something. Because you're not athletes. You're a bad joke. And if you're not going to play in the Special Olympics, at least have trainees who can actually, maybe, despite all their estrogen, catch a ball or shoot a hoop or do something worth a shit. But it's just, that's all this is. It's just, it's a Special Olympics, but we're supposed to take it seriously. And no one actually takes it seriously. But just like the Special Olympics, when you make fun of it, you're an asshole. But it's just like, we just coddle these fucking children. And we pretend that they're not fucking inferior. We pretend that they're so equal. And it's so obviously not true. But we have to pretend because they're retarded. And we don't want to hurt their feelings and make them feel bad. And also, when it comes to women, we want to fuck them. Like, if let's say retards was like, what if being retarded made you really hot? Like, for whatever reason, the retard gene, that extra chromosome, made you, like, look like Kim Kardashian or something. Wouldn't that be weird if we all wanted to fuck retards? That'd be crazy. That's basically, like, female sports. We humor them because they're retarded, but also because we want to fuck them. And what are we left with? We're left with these empty parades where women go around a bus and no one gives a shit. And it's a joke.
Yeah, when I look at that video, I was just thinking, there's this quote, stop, it's already dead.
They know they're a joke, but, like, I don't know. It's like somebody in some make-work job. They know their job is bullshit, but they're getting paid, so they'll just milk this as long as they can. And it's whatever. I mean, when the league goes bankrupt, they'll thankfully go away, but it's so dumb. It's so stupid. And unfortunately, I mean, this does cost money. Real athletes are getting paid less, so these fucking LARPers, these retarded special ed LARPers, can pretend that they're real athletes, which is sad. And no one gives a shit. Nobody wears any... I've never seen anyone wear a WNBA jersey. Have you seen anyone ever... Can you even name a WNBA team? Like, what's this? The Chicago Sky. Did you know the Chicago Sky was a team? No, you didn't. No one did.
Everybody said Chicago. It's basketball.
They think the Bulls. You know, no one. The people in Chicago don't know who the Chicago Sky are, because no one gives a shit about the WNBA.
Except lesbians.
That's a good idea. Did you know the championship even happened in the first place that they won?
Not the slightest clue before this.
No one. On it, you know what? Actually, I got an idea. Again, we're all about solutions. The WNBA and all the female sports, they should team up with the Special Olympics. And they should, because, like, women can't beat 15-year-old boys. That's been established. Can they beat Spurgs? The ultimate battle. Retards versus women. Who will win? That might be...
I feel like...
You think women might actually win? I don't think so.
I feel like if it's just a random variety of, like, mentally and physically disabled people, I think the women probably win. But if it's just, like... autism or just like Asperger's field, they might win because they might be able to, like, to pull out the autism strength, the retard strength, and, like, just demolish them.
I don't think you can qualify for the Special Olympics if you just have autism, unless it's a severe case of, like, I've seen people with severe autism where they don't talk and they, like, you know, they have, like, a weird tick. like maybe they, you know, they get like they get overwhelmed by sounds. They walk around with earmuffs on all the time, like sound canceling headphones or something.
Maybe they can channel that irritation mid game into like heightened physical ability, like just super retard strength. Like
yeah, but
the
they more would
severe the stronger here's, they get.
But you know why it's called retard strength?
Like the Hulk.
The reason for retard strength, it's not that retards are physically stronger, it's that they have no restraint. So a normal person would not punch a woman with all of his strength.